This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I'm just wondering, should we begin this discussion of the Mueller report, the Mueller hearing, I should say, with a recap of 2 years of the media's bombshells? And these bombshells involve how they were going to get Donald Trump, how the Mueller report would bring down Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The audio you're about to hear, guys, get that ready for me, is a month-by-month synopsis of how scared Trump was, how Mueller was going to get to the bottom of this and bring Donald Trump down, because that was his task. And I want you to understand, this began in January of 2017, and as you hear this, it's month by month by month. And the entire time, I want you to think back on this program show, the Kevin Jackson Show, where I said, does Donald Trump look like a scared man? Does Donald Trump look like a guilty guy? Is he in any way behaving in a way that the Democrats are trying to make you believe, or is this just a con job? And let me tell you, the video of this is so much better. I wish you could see it because it's dated. You know, they go January 2017, February, March, and they show all the pundits. So give it a listen because it'll put everything we're going to talk about today into proper context.
It's a bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way, no how.
Breaking news.
An absolute bombshell.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Turning point.
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was over a two-plus-year period, month by month. It got to the point where the person who made the video didn't even have to let people finish. This is the beginning of the end. It would be different people essentially saying the same talking points. The walls are closing in. Breaking news. Trump will resign. This is a tipping point. He's off the rails. Trump is in trouble. He's going to be impeached. Trump will not serve out his term. He's done. It's over. Yeah. See, when you put it all together, it really shows you the level of coordination of media and the feeling that they wanted you to get. And here's where I'm so proud of you conservatives. Give yourselves a hand, you little sexy beast. You said, screw you. And you know what you did? You did something that was a dramatic departure from what, quote, Republicans have done in the past. You didn't buy into it. You stayed the course. Now, let me tell you why you stayed the course. Partly because you've, over the years, learned more. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give Donald Trump a lot of credit here that I normally wouldn't, because I do believe we're smart enough to know for ourselves what to do. But when Donald Trump called out fake news and we started paying attention to how the news reports things and started interpreting news differently, he was building the base for people to go, you know what? I think they are liars. And so when you hear that, all that barrage of breaking, tipping, the walls are closing in, he's going to be done, he's going to get impeached, he'll quit. I mean, by the way, that was Hollywood people, pundits, that was movie stars, entertainers. That was a conglomerate of all the lefties you can think of, all in the 1-2 minute synopsis, telling you that you made the wrong decision. These elitists knew better, and they were trying to force you into a corner. And you know what you said? You said, screw you, fake news. Donald Trump set the stage for that. And everything that you saw in the Mueller hearing has done nothing but bolstered the reputation of you as conservatives and Donald Trump as the president of the United States. There is no better exposure of the left, except for what's going to come from Durham and A.G. Barr. Because let me tell you what the Democrats did. They opened the cattle gate. Yeah. Who let the dogs out? The Democrats let the dogs out. They released the Kraken. Use any metaphor, any symbolism you want. They opened up Pandora's box. They're about to get a butt kicking like they've never seen before. One of their own creation. One that they've been asking for quite some time. And you know what? I'm ready to give it to them. I don't know how you feel, audience, but I hope you feel like I do. They couldn't make it happen. And Bob Mueller was the worst disaster in their history.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trey Gowdy, Democrats today, though, are not closer to impeachment than they were yesterday.
No, they're not closer to anything other than wishing this had never happened. Bad facts make for bad witnesses make for bad hearings, and this one was an abject, miserable failure. The person who learned the most about the Mueller report today was Bob Mueller. I say that sadly. He was not engaged. He didn't interview the witnesses. He clearly didn't write the report, which means those under him did, which means the issue of bias is all the more important. It was a terrible day if you were a Democrat. I do want to give them credit for this. They managed to have a hearing without calling a convicted felon as a witness, and I don't want us to overlook that.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Earlier, I played a clip of everybody talking about the disaster that awaited Donald Trump, the disaster that would befall Trump. That he would resign, be impeached, he was going to quit, he was felt the walls closing in, and on and on and on. 2 minutes of a video that spanned over 2.5 years. And as I listened to that video, and I'm going to get back to the Gowdy thing in just a second, And I thought to myself, of all the people who tried to back me down, when I, you know, espoused my own personal views about different things, and it began mostly with the Ferguson situation, but I recall that. And I think that people don't understand there really are warriors in the world. There are people who are willing to fight to the death for their convictions, for their feelings, and the things that they believe in. And so I think about the Democrats who ran into the buzzsaw that is Donald Trump. Yeah. The litany of people who ran into me, a free-range Negro that wanted me to become a plantation American. And I said, screw you, and I'm willing to put my dukes up to back it up. See, as I tell you guys all the time, I don't profess to be the baddest guy in the world. I'm one of them. Oh, I can get my butt kicked. But I'll tell you what, you're going to get some licks. And 99.9% of the world, you're going to get more than licks. So when you know that you're prepared to fight and you have conviction and the other guy, all he's bringing is just an attitude that he doesn't like you, you have a huge advantage. See, I have a huge advantage being a trained fighter and being a person of conviction. See, I would never go to somebody and say, you know what, your views are stupid. I'm going to kick your butt over that. There isn't enough conviction for me to want to beat you up over the fact that we disagree. But if you're principled and you say, well, you know what, Kevin, if you want to fight me over my views, then let's do it. You have an advantage over me. Because my conviction isn't to make you believe as I believe. That would be a horrible person. That's a guy that just likes to, that's a rapist. Somebody just wants to exert power over you. Well, as you know, learn in the idea around rape and things like that is that if you're an unwilling participant, a rapist will find an easier target. So will a bully. I don't care how bad the bully is. I don't care how bad a robber is. He's looking for the easiest prey. And that's why when people say to me, Kevin, are you a friend? No. No. Because I'm a person of conviction. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care who it is. If we are going to throw down, don't worry about me. You won't have to look for me. And Donald Trump is identically the same way. He said to the Democrats, you don't have to look for me. It was a huge miscalculation of the Democrats to come after Donald Trump. And more importantly, to come after you. Because Donald Trump did what he was supposed to do before he really got into the fight. He solidified his base. He said to the base, you should be tired of getting kicked around and being lied to. And let me tell you about this fake news media. Let me tell you about these fake butt Democrats, these politicians, these swamp rats. And he exposed them. And the more he exposed them, the more conviction you got. And the more conviction you got, the more you wanted to fight. And you say, you know what? I'm no longer running from this fight. You won't have to look for me, Democrats. Is that what you were feeling? Let me say this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I predicted that Robert Mueller would be a disaster for the Democrats. And he was. Now, I'm no sage. I'm no guru. I'm no swami. I'm not even good at predicting the future other than looking at common sense and saying, guys, when you keep trying to go after an innocent man who is a fighter, who is a man of conviction, don't be surprised when you get your butt kicked. I tell this story quite often, but there's this little kid, I'll never forget it. He was a new kid, he was a cousin of a friend of mine, and for some reason this little tough Mexican kid wanted to fight him, just didn't like him. And he's a butterball looking little white boy. And long story short, I'll save you the details, this little white boy, I kept telling this little Mexican kid, I said, look, why don't you leave this boy alone? He had bigger brothers, you know, much older than I was, so I had to be careful myself because I didn't want to have to deal with them. But I was like, you need to leave this little boy alone, you know. But anyway, I went, and the little guy was just like, you know, he seemed kind of scared and timid. Long story short, they go to the back of the ball fields, when this little Mexican kid, who was bigger than this little white boy, said, I'm going to kick your butt, whatever. And I was there to make sure, fair fight, whatever, fight it out, and then it's done. This little white boy put his hands up like old school boxers. You know what I'm talking about? One fist way in front of the other. And I thought to myself, oh, Lord, he's about to get a butt kicking. And the little Mexican kid stood in front of him. And that little dude lunged out with that fist that was farthest out and popped him right in his chin and commenced a beating the crap out of that guy. What finally happened was that little white boy said, okay, you want to fight? I'll show you how to fight. And he whooped his butt. And when I think about Trump and these Democrats, that's what I think about. I think about them thinking, we have this in the bag. We are going to talk about obstruction, 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 and they won't know what hit them. Every Democrat sat up there and talked about obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. Back to these 5 points of obstruction. Back to these 5 points of obstruction. How do you obstruct the lie? Somebody tell me that. Somebody lies on you, and you go, look, that is absolute nonsense. You can ping my cell phone. I was over here. I have witnesses that say I was here. There is no, when I pick apart this stupid Mueller testimony,
well, he tried to fire. He was colluding to fire Mueller.
Oh, let's just cut to the chase. Mr. Mueller, were you fired? No. Mr. Mueller, did anything impede your investigation? No. Case closed. Case closed. Yet, Democrats seem to think that we were going to just overlook this lie. By the way, we'll play some clips so you guys understand. I know you watched it. You probably watched it, but I had a lot of people say, Kevin, I still want your analysis. So we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Undeterred by a new Fox News poll that shows 48% of voters want Democrats to spend less time investigating President Trump, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democrat from New York, Jerry Nadler, says, full steam ahead.
We will continue to seek testimony from key fact witnesses. As many of you know, the committee has authorized several additional subpoenas. Our work will continue into the August recess, and we will use those subpoenas if we must. Finally, today, We are filing an application for the grand jury material underlying the Mueller report.
A record number of unaccompanied illegal alien children have crossed the U.S. border with Mexico since October. Immigration officials report 61,000 have crossed into the country, which is 2,000 more than the previous record that was set during the entire 2016 fiscal year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't want to skip over this. This is really, really important. This is the most important point ahead of these hearings. This is it.
This is it.
And if he gets reelected and Nancy Pelosi was, you know, hand-wringing on impeachment, I'm sure she has really good reasons. But if any of them are political, this will be what she'll be reaping what she sowed. They better be principled. They better not be political calculations. She better not think he did anything impeachable.
And you can be principled in saying we're not going to impeach. You don't have to be political, right? There could be a powerful moment.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Says he's a
That's
terrible guy.
If she doesn't think he deserves to be impeached, if she doesn't see an underlying crime in SDNY, God bless her. I wish I read what she read. If she doesn't see in Mueller's obstruction report anything worse, and I'm not saying they have to conclude that impeachment is justified, but commencing an impeachment proceeding is what the Justice Department thought this report would elicit. They were expecting to have to turn over grand jury evidence, to have to turn over underlying evidence in the course of an impeachment proceeding being commenced. And I think that if Donald Trump is reelected, and in the second term, maybe a reporter ends up in jail. Maybe one of those investigators being investigated for the third time now ends up in jail. I think that every Democrat that blinked when this document came out will have some explaining to do.
Mueller expected Congress to open an impeachment proceeding. I think that is clear from what he said. And to your point, much of the legacy of Donald Trump will be determined in the next 10 days.
That, my friends, was MSNBC having a gaggle over what the report, the hearing was going to produce, and rehashing the report itself and yada, yada, yada. Here's what I can tell you. Thank you for listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what I can tell you. The Mueller report, or the Mueller hearing, validated everything that you've been saying, everything that Trump's been saying, and then some. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have been discussing this thing like it's the Holy Grail. And you know what it is? It was a holy hoax. That's what it was. And Mueller spelled it out as clearly as can be, to the point of embarrassment. The point of embarrassment. Here's what Chuck Todd had to say about the Mueller report, or the Mueller hearing.
But he provided, what do you call it, uncomfortable clarity? It would. As they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up.
But he did.
And how he would do certain things. And so, look, on optics, this was a disaster.
But he.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. When you have MSNBC, who hates Donald Trump, all the media does, and they're sitting there and they're trying to. I want you to understand the fun part of watching these guys, all these pundits, trying to figure out something to hold on to. Trying to find, please give me a ray of sunshine in the middle of this thunderstorm. And you know what they got? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, The Perfect Storm, but The cast has got George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg, and they're fighting these 50, you know, 70-foot waves, and they get this old ship, whatever the something gale, Andrea Gale, over the crest of this big wave that was going to crash, you know, smash the boat in two, and they made it into the sunlight. And they were cheering. I mean, you got to understand, the sea, three hurricanes are colliding. That's why they call it the perfect storm. Or maybe two. It was at least two or three. By the way, this is very symbolic of the Democrats. They've got multiple storms brewing that are bad news for them. They've got the Clinton investigation that's going on. They've got IG investigations going on in multiple areas. And they've got AG Barr having put John Durham now in charge of other investigations. There probably will be an investigation as to the origins of the Christopher Steele dossier, etc. So there's all these perfect storms. They've battled over this 90-foot wave, got that old ship, the Andrea Gale, creaking over, and it crests the wave, and they look, and there's nothing but sunshine shining through. And if you watch the film, you're cheering for them. They got a boatload of fish they're trying to take back, and everything looks good because they took a risk. They went hundreds of miles off course, and then the hurricane developed. All the other fishermen said, no, we're going to fish in the normal fishing grounds. These guys said, no, we're going to sail up towards Russia, and we're going to go get our fish. And they did. They got all the fish they needed, and then the storms hit. And they fought that wave, and they get to this blue sky, and they think to themselves, woo, we did it. Only to find out they were inside the eye of one of the hurricanes. See, that's what happened with the Democrats. They, for a while, thought, we fought all this off. We've done as much as we can to collude and connive and plot, and whew, finally we get a break. The Mueller report, and they went, we're inside they found themselves inside the eye of the hurricane. Well, you know where the winds are the strongest? Right at the edge. So once that hurricane blew, you know, they fought their way inside, then they figured out, oh crap, we got to go back into the strongest part of the winds of this hurricane. I can't think of a better metaphor, a better analogy, I don't know if it's a scenario, I don't know, I'll talk to Ms. Pickens, my English teacher, she can tell me what I'm using here. But I can't think of better symbolism than that exact thing for the Democrats. They are now inside the eye of the hurricane, and you know what? Three of them are going to converge on them at wind speeds they've never seen before, probably uncharted, known to them, certainly, I mean, maybe known to man. And now they got to come out and face the truth. And the truth is, everybody knows, every single Democrat knows that Donald Trump is innocent, and every single one of them knows what the Democrats were trying to do. The Mueller report should have ended any speculation on Trump's innocence. He's innocent. And if we had a real government, we would be prosecuting Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, and many others that were complicit in this attempted coup. But the Democrats are so twisted in their cover-up of this attempted coup that they were forced to play it out, and they put an old man who wasn't even plugged into this investigation, who allowed other people to do this investigation for him. They put him in front of Congress where he had no answers. The reason why he did that press conference was he wanted it to be over. He didn't know enough about this investigation to say grace. In fact, you listening to this program, you and I, we know as much as Mueller knows about who investigated whom, who they sat down with and talked to. The data was all written in such a way that it was to condemn Donald Trump. And that came out in such roaring fashion that now the Democrats have to face the music. What a backfire. Here's a Washington Post headline. So this is why Mueller didn't want to testify. This is Jeff Bezos' company, a group of people who were put together, who have been financed to torpedo Donald Trump, and they finally have to admit a truth. This is why Mueller didn't want to testify. They went on to discuss the bungling Mueller and the hapless Democrats. Because what else could they say? Who ran the investigation? You want to know who ran it? A guy by the name of Andrew Weissman. And even Mueller said, yeah, well, he hired some of the people, but not the significant people, whatever. Andrew Weissman put that team together. Here's what American Spectator wrote. So the reality of the Mueller investigation is now laid bare. This investigation was run by his staff of Trump-hating zealots, led by Andrew Weissman, the same Weissman the New York Times described as Mueller's legal pit bull. Combine what Weissman's friends say of him, that he is a relentless and boundary-grazing prosecutor, with what his enemies say of him, that he has a scorched-earth approach to prosecuting, and it now makes perfectly clear who was really in charge of the wrongly named Mueller investigation. It was Andrew Weissman, the man who one of the Republicans pointed out had a prosecution overturned overwhelmingly by the Supreme Court or the district or the appellate court, one of them, I don't know, remember which, but it was overwhelmingly 9-0. How bad must you get it to get overturned 9-0? The American Spectator article continues. Recall as well that Weissman has given thousands of dollars in contributions to Democrats, including Obama and Hillary Clinton. Not to mention that he attended Hillary's election night, quote, victory party in New York, the famous victory party that memorably turned into a televised disaster of shock, sobbing Clinton supporters stunned at her sure win, it turned into a losing disaster in front of their eyes. This is the man who ran the investigation. If there was anybody who should have been sitting in front of Congress answering questions, it's Andrew Weissman. And the Republicans did a great job of destroying every bit of the Democrats' credibility. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
An unmitigated disaster is what almost everybody is calling the Mueller hearing. Mueller's testimony completely picked apart like dingoes, you know, eating circling a kangaroo in the middle of the Australian outback, killing it and disemboweling it right in front of everybody, God and everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Mueller, to say credibility, people position Mueller as the most amazing dude on the planet. You know what he looked like? He looked like a tired old man who is ready to ride off into the sunset. And as the Indians used to say, go on a the Australians talk about going on a walkabout, but the Indians, the older Indians, when it was time for them to die, they wouldn't stay with the tribe. They would just walk out into the woods, into the wilderness, and die there. That way, I don't know, maybe the kids didn't have to deal with death. So like I told you guys, I never watched any of my dogs die. When I came home from school, my grandmother said, you know, Tip ran away. Well, Mueller, the Democrats may very well wish that Mueller had gone on a walkabout or just left the plant, the tribe, and walked out into the wilderness. Because let me tell you, he left them hanging. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The credibility of his staff, a staff put together by Andrew Weissman, a disgraced attorney, a guy that has lost so many cases. Mueller, well, he's won some cases too. Yeah, how did he win them? Here's what I would do. I would go back and look at every case that this guy prosecuted and say, we need to review this. Because this dude is he's a scoundrel. That's what I would do. Yeah, so reading it from American Spectator, and they talked about the credibility of Mueller's staff. They said, then there were staff lawyers like Jeannie Rhee. And Laura Ingraham, back in December 2017, said Rhee had not only been a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation, but she'd also been the attorney for Obama national aide Ben Rhodes. Not to mention she had, quote, worked in the Obama Justice Department as a deputy assistant attorney general in the Office of Legal Counsel. And, oh, yes, there was $9,000 in campaign contributions to Clinton and other Democrats. Yeah, she described the Mueller staff on her TV show as a pedigree team of obvious partisans. Laura was so right that it is now crystal clear that this team of obvious partisans were in fact running the Mueller investigation. This was in reality the Weissman investigation, a supercharged partisan investigation run by Trump-hating zealots who made no effort to hide the fact that their goal was to bring down the Trump presidency. The Mueller appearance was a complete and utter disaster for Democrats and for Mueller and the Democrats who insisted on having him appear. That was American Spectator. Sure, they're biased, but let me tell you something. Almost every news outlet said the same thing. Chris Wallace, here's what he said on Mueller's appearance.
I think this has been a disaster, Democrats, and I think it's been a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller. He has seemed very uncertain with his brief. He doesn't seem to know what are things that are in the report. He's been attacked a number of times, and you would think that almost anybody else would have defended his own integrity and the integrity of the investigation, and over Mueller just sits silent and allows the attacks from the Republicans to sweep over him and says nothing. I think it does raise questions about the degree to which he actually was in charge of and control of this report, because he doesn't seem very much in control or charge of what the final report was. I should say whether he was in charge of the investigation, because he doesn't seem in charge of what the report actually says.
Chris Wallace, folks, is a left-leaning moderate who works for Fox, no fan of President Trump, it's obvious, and even he understood what he watched, what he witnessed. He went, this was a disaster. Only you'd have to be a brain-dead moronic Democrat, which I apologize for all the redundancy, but in order to believe that Mueller made that party look good, you'd have to be an idiot. A first-class, full-blown idiot moron, which, of course, all Democrats are. But I'm saying even worse than that. Because there are some Democrats who went, oh, man, this was terrible. Now, there are those, oh, he proved it. It was some obstruction. Well, guess what? There's nobody that of any credit. I'm talking about, look, if this were our side of the aisle, I'd be telling you, our guy got his butt kicked. I would be, to thine self be true. Mueller got his butt kicked. By default, the Democrats got their butt kicked. And there are certain Democrats who really took it. I'm talking about got bent over. Nadler got bent over. Schiff got bent over. People get it. You can't obstruct a lie. Oh, Donald Trump. And as I keep coming back to this, and we've got clips. And I don't even know if I want to play all these clips. Maybe we'll just play the salient points. But there was a woman, one woman congressman, a Republican, who said, look, did you get fired? No. Was anything, did you feel like anything impeded your ability to do your job? No. Then how can there be obstruction? This is a guy. Let me put it this way. You wrote a report that said, well, we can't conclude that there wasn't obstruction. And then she asked the guy who's over the thing, were you obstructed in any way? Any witnesses withheld? Anything the president did that stopped you? All the speculation of all the hearsay talk about McGahn and he was going to fire, I would have quit and all this. Were you fired? No. Were you obstructed? No. Okay. Case closed. This is amazing to me. But guess what? NBC tried to spin it. Yeah, NBC. Here's what they wrote. In the opening minutes of the hearing with former prosecutor, former special counsel Robert Mueller, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler pointedly asked, did you actually totally exonerate the president? Mueller's one-word response, no. It was one of the more climactic moments of Mueller's many hours of testimony before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, which says all you need to know about the rest of the time. Yeah. Anyone hoping for or expecting loud outbursts and emotional testimony has perhaps spent too much time watching fictitious courtroom drama. This isn't the WWE. It's the United States Congress. But while the substance of Mueller's testimony often was less entertaining, it was important. It was an important moment in the saga that has been the Donald Trump presidency. This group wants you to believe that Mueller saying, no, we didn't actually exonerate the president. That's the end-all, be-all. What a joke. And now that was NBC. MSNBC, I've already played Chuck Todd going, what was that? I Googled afterwards Mueller disaster, just because that's the words that have been used to describe it. That is the only article that tried to spin it. Everybody else is going, Mueller disaster. Everybody. Or it's complete quiet. WAPO, as I said earlier in the broadcast, wrote a scorching piece talking about this was horrible. Politico has written a scorching piece talking about how bad this was for Mueller and the Democrats. Trump is walking, he is chest bumping, you know, like King Kong, and deservedly so. The president heard this, and we have that clip, right? Let's play it. Wait, we don't have enough time. Yeah, it's a little long. We'll play it in the next hour. Anyway, the president, I got to tell you, it was so fun to watch him. It wasn't even a press conference. He was like going somewhere, and he just said, yeah, I'll answer your questions. And he's like, yeah. You know, it was a disaster for the Democrats. Great day for Americans. Great day for him, even though he says, this isn't about me. It's funny and you'll hear it. We'll play it in the next hour. But I watched his body language, and he doesn't see this as a victory lap to take for himself. You know, this is an innocent man going, look, I know I'm innocent. He goes, that doesn't even matter. What I'm mad about is what we took the country through. And why the Democrats do it. What was the motivation for that? Why would you do that? Donald Trump is saying there's nobody who really loves this country who would do something like that, who should do something like that. And that is exactly what they did. You got to love it. So there was one article that I found that tried to spin it that says, oh, Mueller says the president isn't, you know, could be prosecuted or indicted or whatever later on. Well, good luck with that, because nobody else believes it. And that's where the Democrats' credibility got shot. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.